It's time, I think, that we got back to the new man. Got back, that is to say, to the type of man, or rather species of man, that started to emerge during the Axial Age, whose emergence indeed constitutes the Axial Age. Now, the new man, by very definition, is not the old man. The new man differs radically from the old man, differs, that is to say, from primitive man, differs even from civilized man, that is to say, from city man of the age of divine kingship, the age of agriculture. So in what way does he differ? What are the special characteristics, the special features, the special qualities of the new man? So we're going to conclude for this week by touching upon just four or five of these characteristics or qualities of the new man. There's no time, I'm afraid, for a detailed discussion. But we shall be referring back to some of these characteristics, some of these qualities of the new man, in future lectures in the series. The new man, we may say, is distinguished from the old man by self-consciousness or awareness, by true individuality, by creativity, by the fact that he stands alone, and by the fact that he is often unpopular. Now, first of all, self-consciousness or awareness. Primitive man. Man living in the forests, in caves, gathering food, lighting fires for the first time. Primitive man is conscious, but he's not self-conscious, he's not aware. He doesn't really think, doesn't really reflect upon himself or reflect upon the world in which he finds himself. And the same applies to civilized man also as such. But the new man, on the contrary, is intensely, is luminously aware. He's aware of himself. He feels, as it were, his own individual existence vibrating. He's aware of himself as sharply distinguished, sharply differentiated from the whole of the rest of nature. He's aware of his own uniqueness, of his own absolute unrepeatability. How that in the course of ages, hundreds and millions of ages though there may be, there will never be anybody else like him. There's only one of him. He's unique. He's an individual. He's also aware of nature or existence as standing, as it were, over against him, as Hegel would say, as something in a sense completely other, not himself, even though he has, in a sense, grown out of that nature, grown out of that objective existence. The new man, too, is aware of other people, especially of those who, like himself, are not just parts of nature, not just material objects, but who are themselves new men. And above all, we may say, the new man is aware of that mysterious, that very difficult to detect, that very elusive thread of unity that runs through the whole of the vast fabric of things. That is to say, he is aware in varying degrees and in various ways, in varying measures of absolute reality, of the transcendent, of the one mind itself. And because he is aware in these various ways, the new man knows what he is doing. He knows where he is going. He is not impelled, not driven, not dragged along by blind instinct. His behavior is not reactive, not mechanical. He's spontaneous, and he's free.